天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友你好，我是方怡，欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。很高兴我们又能够在这儿相聚，并且一块儿的来学习神的话。这段日子来，约瑟夫牧师领着我们从圣经里面几位普通人、平凡人的身上呢，来学习怎么样祷告。其实这几位平凡的人，也许在一般人的眼中呢，看起来是很平凡，但是当我们深入的去认识他们的时候，你就会发现，纵使他们出身平民之家，又不是什么知名人物，但是因着他们对上帝的认识和信心，他们的祷告就透露出他们生命真正的内涵是那么样的不平凡。所以呢，我们就把这一系列的信息呢，称为是平凡人非凡的祷告 ，Ordinary people who prayed extraordinary prayers。约瑟夫牧师首先讲到亚伯拉罕的仆人以利以谢，身负重任，要替他的少主人以撒去寻找一位理想的妻子。那么这一位理想的妻子应该是怎么样的呢？以利以谢就祈求神清楚的指引，果然神把利百加带到他面前，后来利百加就成为以撒的妻子。而这几次节目的时间呢，约瑟夫牧师就提出了一位女士哈拿。哈拿婚后多年一直没有生育，虽然她的丈夫善待她，但是哈拿却受到别人的轻视和侮辱。我想自古至今，不论是在哪一种文化社会，一个女人生不出孩子常常都是很大的羞辱。哈拿的心充满了痛苦，然而她没有怨天尤人，他只是默默地在神面前祷告，求神怜悯，因为他知道唯有天地的主宰才能够帮助他解除他的痛苦。上一次节目，约瑟夫牧师指出哈拿的祷告的特点，以及那一段经文当中几个很重要的值得我们思想反省的地方。那么今天呢，约瑟夫牧师就要继续的来讲哈拿的事迹，那是记载在撒母耳记上第一章，撒母耳记上第一章。我相信如果你过去一直都在收听我们的节目的话，现在呢你对这段经文呢已经很有印象了，但是我还是请你翻开你的圣经啊，请你一边看一边来听约瑟夫牧师今天所要讲的信息吧。
Hello our listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We are delighted that you tuned into this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听的话，
We are in the middle of a series entitled Ordinary People Who Prayed Extraordinary Prayers.
我们正在讲一个以平凡人非凡的祷告为主题的系列信息。
Those of you who may be following us may remember that we ended our last broadcast.
如果你一直在收听这个节目，大概记得上次节目结束以前，
with the promise that we would look further at the prayers of Hannah, a godly woman.
我答应你会继续看看哈拿这个敬畏神的妇女的祷告。
It is very important to take the long view of things.
具有高瞻远瞩的眼光是很重要的。
People tend to only think about what is happening today and perhaps tomorrow.
人往往只想到今天或明天要发生的事。
Some people think that it is unspiritual to plan ahead.
有人以为事先做计划是不属灵的。
Some people think that it is presumptuous to look 10 or 20 years down the road.
也有人以为替未来的十年或二十年打算太过狂傲了。
But the Bible tells us repeatedly that we must be patient and wait for God's timing.
但圣经再三告诉我们要忍耐等候神的时间。
Bible tells us to remember to take the long view of things and not to judge things by their immediate appearances.
圣经提醒我们，事情要看得远，不要仅仅从短暂的表面现象做出判断。
This is the characteristic of God.
这就是神的特性。
Taking the long view of things is not just my idea.
其实高瞻远瞩并不是我个人的意见。
This is biblical.
这是圣经的教导。
The scripture is constantly exhorting us to be patient in waiting upon the Lord.
圣经常常劝导我们要忍耐等候神。
The Bible repeatedly assures us that God's delay does not mean God's denial.
圣经再三地告诉我们，神的延迟并不代表神的否决。
The Word of God encourages us to never give up in prayer.
神的话鼓励我们永远不要放弃祷告仰望神。
The Bible continually tells us to be persistent in prayer.
圣经常常告诉我们要恒切祷告。
In Luke chapter 18,
在路加福音第十八章，
Jesus tells a woman who sought justice from an ungodly judge.
耶稣告诉我们，有一个妇人向一个不惧怕神的官申冤。
She kept calling on him to vindicate her.
她常常跑到官府那里，求这个官给她申冤。
She kept asking the judge to do the right thing.
她一直要求官主持公道。
The judge was godless and had no intentions of vindicating her.
那官并不惧怕神，也不打算给他伸冤。
But as she persisted and never lost heart, he ultimately vindicated her.
可是他一直坚持下去，没有灰心，终于那官给他伸了冤。
Why?
为什么呢？
Christ said that it was because her cause was just and her cause was right.
耶稣基督说，因为他的理由是正当的，他据理力争。
How much more, said Jesus, will God vindicate his children?
耶稣说，公义的神岂不更要为他的儿女伸冤吗？
How much more their cause is just?
神的儿女岂不更有公正的理由吗？
How much more their cause is righteous?
神的儿女岂不更有正义的理由吗？
Now there are many people who have fallen in the spiritual battle.
现在有很多人落在属灵征战当中。
Simply because they have given up in prayer.
只因为他们放弃了祷告。
There are many people who are living a defeated life.
很多人活在失败当中。
Simply because they quit too soon in their persistence in prayer.
只因为他们心急而放弃了恒久祷告。
There are countless Christian casualties who have given up in despair.
无数基督徒在绝望中弃守信仰立场而失败。
Because they would not continue in prayer.
因为他们没有继续祷告。
We need to learn persistence in prayer.
我们要学习恒久的祷告。
When the French painter Renoir was asked that question,
有人问法国画家雷诺一个问题。
Why are you torturing yourself in your persistent painting when the arthritis pain is so unbearable?
为什么你的风湿痛得那么厉害，你还要坚持作画呢？
He said,
他说，
The pain passes, but beauty remains.
痛楚会过去，唯有美才会长存。
Persistence.
真是不屈不挠。
There is a saying that goes like this.
有句话说，
Persistence is like wrestling a gorilla.
不屈不挠就好像跟大猩猩摔跤。
You do not quit when you get tired.
你不能因为自己太累而放弃。
You quit only when the gorilla gets tired.
只有当大猩猩累了，你才能停止不打。
It is no surprising, therefore, that the Apostle Paul could say in Ephesians 6:12,
难怪使徒保罗在以弗所书六章十二节说，
That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and authorities.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的征战。
My listening friends, listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听着。
There is no place where persistence is more rewarding than on the knees of prayer.
再没有比恒切的屈膝祷告可以为你带来更大的报偿。
There is no battlefield where victory is more certain than at the throne of grace.
再没有比神的施恩座前能够让你得到更肯定的胜利。
There is no campaign where we are assured of more power.
再没有一个运动能带来如此确实的能力。
Than in the prayer closet.
那就是祷告的密室。
Hannah, whom we have been studying in our recent broadcasts,
最近我们研读哈拿的事迹,
is a model of how victory is won on the knees of persistent prayer.
这是因着恒切祷告而获得胜利的典范。
Let me remind you of what I said about Hannah in the last broadcast.
现在让我来复述一下上次讲过有关哈拿的事。
First,
第一,
she was a woman who turned the taunting and the mocking of Peninnah into a prayer house.
他把皮尼拿的讥讽化为他的祷告室。
Secondly,
第二,
she placed her whole trust in the only one who could meet her needs.
他完全信靠唯一能满足他需要的主。
Thirdly,
第三,
this woman kept her vow unto the Lord by giving back to God everything that she prayed for.
他持守对神的承诺，把祈求得来的全然献给神。
You say, how come?
你会问，为什么他要这么做呢？
She gave back her son for whose birth she prayed for years.
他竟然把祈求多年才得到的儿子献给神。
In today's broadcast, I want to look at Hannah as a model for persistent prayer.
今天我要讲哈拿留给我们的榜样，就是她恒切的祷告。
Now, for those of you who are taking notes,
如果你有记笔记的话，
there are five things that I want to speak about.
让我告诉你五个重点。
First,
第一，
we are going to see her sanctification.
我们要看她如何得以成圣。
Secondly,
第二，
we are going to see her sorrow.
我们要看她的忧伤。
Thirdly,
第三，
we are going to see her supplication.
我们要看她如何祈求。
Fourthly,
第四，
we are going to see her song.
我们要看她所唱的赞美诗。
And finally,
最后，
we are going to see her sacrifice.
我们要看她所献上的祭。
Let's begin with her sanctification.
让我们先看看她如何成为圣洁。
How do we know about her sanctification?
我们怎么知道她是圣洁的呢？
Sanctification is one of those big words that gets used a lot but is often misunderstood.
成圣是一个很重要的词语，却常常被误解。
What does sanctification mean?
成圣是什么意思呢？
It comes from the same root as the word means holy.
在原文里，成圣和圣洁是同一个字根。
Well, what does that mean?
那么旧经是什么意思呢？
It means to be set aside.
意思是分别为圣。
It means to be separated.
就是分开。
It means to be dedicated.
就是奉献。
It means to give oneself totally to something or someone.
把自己完全献给某件事或某个人。
And that's what sanctification means in its simplicity.
这就是成圣最简单的解释。
The Bible says that the Lord is holy.
圣经说神是圣洁的。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means that he is separated from sin.
就是说他与罪恶隔绝。
It means that he is totally sinless in his purity and complete righteous.
意思是他完全无罪，全然的公义。
It means that he is set aside.
他是分别为圣的。
In fact, in some parts of the scripture, it says that the Lord is holy to his people.
事实上，有些经文说，神对他的子民是圣洁的。
It means that the Lord is focused and has set aside all of his attention to his children.
意思就是神将自己的注意力分别出来，全部集中在他子民的身上。
The Bible says that his eyes are purer than to look upon sin.
圣经说神的眼目纯正，不看罪恶。
That means that he is holy, he is set aside, he is separated from sin.
那就是说神是圣洁的，是分别为圣的，是与罪恶隔绝的。
Well, then what it means for any of us to be sanctified or holy?
那么对我们来说，成圣或圣洁有什么意义呢？
Does it mean we become sinless?
是否毫无罪恶呢？
No.
不是。
We will one day in heaven, but not now.
将来在天上就完全无罪了，可是现在还不是。
It means that you are set aside for the Lord.
成圣的意思是，为了神，你把自己分别为圣。
It means that you are separated unto the Lord.
意思是你让自己专属于神。
When you are holy, it means that you are completely under His authority.
当你说自己是圣洁的，那就是说你完全服在神的主权之下。
You are under the authority of His word.
服在他话语的主权之下。
It means that you have no right even over your own life.
那就是说你对自己的生命再没有主权。
But He has all rights over your life.
可是神有绝对的主权管理你的生命。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:20 and 7:23.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书六章二十节和七章二十三节说道
：“We have been bought with a price.
我们是重价买来的。
We have been bought and paid for.
神付了重价买了我们。”
It means that He has 100% ownership of your life.
也就是说，神对你的生命有百分之百的主权。
How do you become sanctified or holy?
你怎么样才能够成为圣洁呢？
Do you go up to the top of the mountain and wear white robes and just run away from life and the world?
是不是远离城市，跑到山顶，穿上白袍呢？
No.
不是的。
Holiness begins in the mind and in the heart.
圣洁是从心灵和思想开始的
Not in the surrounding condition.
不是从外在环境而来
Jesus prayed for the believers in John 17:15.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章十五节为信徒祷告
Here's what he said.
请听耶稣说
I pray not to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
Jesus told us to be in the world, but not of it.
耶稣告诉我们，人要住在世界里，但不要属于世界。
So what does it mean to be holy?
那么成为圣洁是什么意思呢？
Make any decision that you are conscious of the fact that you are making that decision with God and His Word in mind.
就是说，当你做决定时，要清楚知道是根据神的话和神一起做决定的。
It means that you are making your decisions under the complete leadership of His Holy Spirit.
意思是，当你做决定时，是完全顺服在圣灵带领之下的。
It means that you are making all your decisions in life with the glory of God in mind.
那表示你一生所有的决定都是为了荣耀神。
It means when you are washing the dishes.
也就是说，当你在洗碗的时候
，or mopping the floor.
或扫地的时候
，You are conscious of the fact that you are doing it for God and God alone.
你清楚知道你是单单为神做的。
It means that when you are ministering to someone, you are ministering to the Lord.
也就是说，当你服侍人的时候，你是在服侍神。
It means that when you are working on your job or studying in your school, you are serving the Lord.
当你在工作或者学习的时候。你是在侍奉神。
It means that you are doing everything in life to the glory of God.
你一生所做的每一件事都是为了荣耀神。
It means that when you are dealing with people, you are exhibiting the Lord Jesus Christ in your life.
那就是说，当你跟别人相处时，人们会从你身上看见耶稣基督。
You be firm when you need to be firm.
当你需要表明立场时，就能坚定你的立场。
Uncompromising when you need to be uncompromising.
不该妥协时你就不妥协。
And be gentle when you need to be gentle.
需要温柔时你就以温柔待人。
And that's what it means to be sanctified.
这就是成圣的意思。
Hannah separated herself to complete ownership of the Lord.
哈拿把自己完全归给神。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
That's a good question.
问得好。
I know because she took everything that she wanted in this world and gave it to the Lord.
我之所以知道，是因为她把自己最希望得到的都奉献给神。
That's how you know.
凭这个你就知道了。
if you are walking in sanctification, or if you are putting one foot in the world and one foot with God.
你是走在成圣的路上，还是一脚与神同行，一脚走世界的道路？
To know the answer to that, ask yourself this question.
你问自己以下的问题，就会知道答案的。
Am I able to take everything that I have and give it to the Lord?
我能把我所拥有的一切奉献给神吗？
This is the beginning of sanctification.
这就是成圣的开始。
Hannah gave back to the Lord the most important thing in her life.
哈拿把她生命中最重要的奉献给神。
First, she gave back to the Lord herself.
她先把自己奉献给神。
Then she gave back to the Lord the very thing that she prayed for.
再把她祈求多年所得的奉献给神。
Her son.
就是她儿子。
Secondly,
第二
let's look at Hannah's sorrow.
让我们来看看哈拿的忧伤。
Being set aside and separated for the Lord did not spare Hannah some sorrow.
哈拿把自己分别为圣，归于神，并没有使他少一些痛苦。
Being sanctified in the Lord does not spare us from the sorrowful situations of life.
我们为神过圣洁的生活，并不能免去生命中的忧伤。
Hannah may have had a house, but she did not have a home.
哈拿就算有一栋房子，却没有家。
True, she had a devoted husband, but she also had to live with Peninnah's sharp tongue.
不错，她有一个爱她的丈夫，却要和冷言冷语的皮尼拿同住。
Hannah had to live with constant cruelty.
哈拿的生活充满了精神的虐待。
She had to live with perpetual taunting.
她要忍受无止境的嘲笑。
She had to live with fretting over her predicament.
她必须忍受身处困境所带来的烦恼。
In fact, Hannah refers to herself in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15.
事实上，哈拿在撒母耳记上第一章十五节称自己是
as a woman of a sorrowful spirit,
心里愁苦的妇人。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，我要讲很重要的一点。
We are getting ready to conclude, so listen carefully.
我们就要结束了，请留心的听着。
Even in the midst of her sorrow, Hannah sought the Lord.
即使哈拿十分忧伤，她仍然寻求神。
Even when her womb was shut, yet her heart was open to the Lord.
即使她不能怀孕，她的心仍然向神敞开。
Some of you may be going through difficult time right now.
你们中间也许有人正处于艰难的困境中。
Some of you may feel that your rivers are running dry.
有些人可能正感觉自己像枯干的河流一般。
Remember, God's oceans are not.
请记住，神的汪洋从不会枯干。
Some of you may be feeling that your star is hidden from view.
你们中间也许有人会感到黑夜星光暗淡。
Remember that this is the time when the heavenly sun shines brighter.
请记住，就在此刻，神的儿子发出更灿烂的光辉。
Those who know Jesus as their Savior and Lord need to remember this.
以耶稣基督为救主和生命之主的人，请记住。
You need to remember that although you have problems in life,
你要记得，虽然你生命中会遇见困难，
you still have possession that is unfading.
你仍然拥有那不会消逝的。
You have a promise that is unfailing.
你拥有不会破灭的应许。
You have power that cannot be defeated.
你拥有不被击败的力量。
You have a protector that is unchanging.
你有一位永不改变的保护者。
You have a provider who is limitless.
你有一位无限的供应者。
That's what you have in Jesus.
就是你在主耶稣里所拥有的。
Hannah's sanctification was manifested despite her sorrow.
哈拿虽然忧伤，但她仍然表现出她的圣洁。
There are some people who allow sorrow in their lives to create bitterness in their lives.
有些人容让生命中的忧伤形成心中的苦毒。
They often have bitterness not just toward people but toward God also.
他们不但怨恨人，还怨恨神。
And they give up praying.
他们不再祷告。
They give up trusting.
他们不再信靠神。
They give up being persistent in prayer.
他们不再恒切祷告。
But Hannah would not allow that to happen in her life.
可是哈拿没有容许这样的事发生在她身上。
She never allowed sorrow to stop her from offering to the Lord her supplications.
她绝不会让忧伤阻碍她向神祈求。
And this brings me to the third point.
接着就要讲第三点了。
But I'm afraid we ran out of time.
但我们的时间已经差不多到了。
But tune in the next time when we will see how Hannah's sorrow did not make her prayerless.
请下一次继续收听，我们会讲到哈拿并没有让忧伤拦阻她向神不断的祈求。
In fact, we will hear Hannah's song and prayer of praise.
同时，我们还要听哈拿的赞美诗和感恩的祷告。
Until we meet again.
就让我们下次节目里再相会。
I pray that you will have a song in your heart.
我祈祷愿你心中也有一首赞美诗。
朋友，你心中有赞美诗吗？或许你心中有的只是悲哀和无奈呢？听过这几次的信息，你想哈拿在那么深的忧伤和痛苦当中，怎么还能够赞美神呢？这就和一个人生命的特质有关了。在我们人性当中，对于挫折、打击和悲哀的事，都情愿避开而不愿意面对。谁喜欢承受痛苦呢？然而，在现实的世界里，在我们的人生当中，处处都有悲哀和痛苦，我们又可以逃到哪儿去呢？然而，神所给予我们的生命，也就是基督徒所得到的属天的生命，就有这样的特质，像哈拿的生命的特质一样，是可以在深刻的痛苦当中，依然有盼望，有倚靠，而唱出赞美诗。而最难得的就是，他在极大的痛苦里面，还是能够保持圣洁的心，圣洁的生活，这是完全归属于神的。哈拿的不平凡就在这儿完全的显露出来了。亲爱的朋友，你也渴望有这样的生命吗？你也寻求一种内在真实的平安和喜乐吗？在这儿，我有一本印刷非常精致的小册子，这个名字呢就叫做《找寻渴求已久的喜乐》。找寻渴求已久的喜乐，这是约瑟夫牧师亲自写作的，也是我们免费要送给你的一件礼物。方怡，我深深的相信，如果你手头有了这么一本小册子，就可以帮助你去认识哈拿那一种不同凡响的生命到底是怎么一回事。如果你想要得到这本小册子的话，就请你写信到本台来索取。如果你不写信的话，我就没办法送给你了。所以请你一定记得要给我来封信，不但索取这一本找寻渴求已久的喜乐，我也盼望你能够告诉我你听了天路导向之后你的回应和感想。我的名字叫做方怡，方是方方正正的方，怡是竖心旁一个台的那个怡字，我会很开心的收到你的来信的。好了，今天我们就只有谈到这儿了，让我们在下次的节目时间再相会。